Hamas won local elections in the West Bank's biggest cities, throwing down the gauntlet to the ruling Fatah party 6 weeks ahead of landmark parliamentary elections. The Islamic militant group made its strongest showing in the city of Nablus, winning 70% of the vote. Hamas welfare programs and its suicide bombing campaign against Israel have won it popularity at the expense of the Palestinian Authority, which is widely seen as corrupt. Hamas leader Mahmoud al-Zahar.
We have to serve the Palestinian people. If they voted for us, we are going to establish a national program in reconstruction, education, health, economy.
But Hamas also seeks the destruction of Israel, so a strong showing in the January 25th elections could have serious consequences for the peace process. Israeli spokesman Mark Regev told VOA,
Israel's position here is clear. Hamas is a brutal terrorist organization responsible for countless acts of senseless violence and murder against Israeli civilians. And as long as they are a terrorist organization, armed to the teeth, they're not a legitimate political partner.
Moderate Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas is running on a platform of reviving peace talks with Israel, but his Fatah movement is in disarray. The party has split, with a young generation of charismatic leaders breaking away from the so-called Old Guard, headed by Mr. Abbas. The Old Guard leaders returned from exile with the late Palestinian President Yasser Arafat in 1994. Both Israel and the U.S. see Mr. Abbas as the key to reviving the peace process and ending more than 5 years of bloodshed. But faced with a growing challenge inside his own party and outside from Hamas, the Palestinian leader is in danger of losing his grip on power.